DeepEnglish.com. Traditional Thai Massage, Active Speaking, Part C. Clearly, there are great benefits in traditional Thai massage for the receiver. But what about the giver? This is what I love most about Thai massage. The giver can benefit just as much as the receiver, but in a slightly different way. In addition to the receiver, are there any benefits for the giver of traditional Thai massage? Yes, there are. The giver can benefit just as much as the receiver. Are the benefits the same for both the giver and the receiver? No, the benefits are slightly different. In order for Thai massage to be effective, the giver must put himself in a meditative state. To do so requires concentration, for the giver must maintain a state of awareness of life energy. What must the giver do in order for Thai massage to be effective? The giver must put himself, or herself, in a meditative state for Thai massage to be effective. To do this, what does it require? It requires concentration. And what must the giver maintain awareness of during the massage? The giver must maintain awareness of life energy. The masseur cannot allow his thoughts and emotions to interfere with the massage. He must continuously let go of them as they arise and maintain focus on the massage. Can thoughts and emotions interfere with the giver's ability to give an effective massage? Yes, the giver's thoughts and emotions can interfere with the massage. How must the giver deal with his thoughts and emotions during the massage? He must continuously let go of them as they arise and maintain focus on the massage. Do you ever let go of thoughts and emotions in your daily life? Without a commitment to maintaining meditative awareness, the massage becomes mechanical, losing its healing power. What will happen to the massage if the giver does not make a commitment to maintaining meditative awareness? The massage will become mechanical and lose its healing power if the giver does not maintain meditative awareness. Furthermore, the giver uses Thai massage to practice loving kindness toward the receiver. Does the giver practice forgiveness during a Thai massage? Well, not exactly. Instead, the giver practices loving kindness toward the receiver. No matter what feelings of disgust or attraction arise in the masseur, he must let go of them and continue to focus on the well-being of the receiver. In this way, the masseur strengthens his ability to generate loving kindness for others, regardless of whether he likes them or not. Should the masseur focus on his feelings of disgust or attraction during the massage? No. The giver should focus on the well-being of the receiver. In doing so, what will the masseur strengthen? He'll strengthen his ability to generate loving kindness for others. Does it matter if the masseur doesn't like the receiver? No. It does not matter how the masseur feels about the receiver. Do you ever practice loving kindness toward people you don't like? Likewise, his ability to maintain a meditative state strengthens his powers of awareness. What strengthens the masseur's powers of awareness? His ability to maintain a meditative state during the massage strengthens his powers of awareness. After years of practice, the masseur naturally carries over these states of mind into his interaction with other people in his daily life. The result is that he cultivates relationships with others that contain these qualities of awareness and kindness. Does the masseur have to make a great effort to carry over these states of mind into his interaction with other people in his daily life? No. The masseur naturally carries over these states of mind in his dealings with other people. What kind of relationship does the masseur cultivate with others? He cultivates qualities of awareness and kindness in his relations with others. In this way, not only does the masseur and all of his receivers benefit, but the entire community benefits. It's a win-win situation for everyone. Aside from the giver and the receiver of a Thai massage, who else benefits? the entire community benefits. Is it a win-lose situation? No, it's a win-win situation for everyone. As we spoke about before, life in the 21st century can be fast-paced and stressful, especially if you live in a big city. We suffer from all sorts of stress-related illnesses, both physical and mental. Is life in the 21st century generally slow and relaxed for people living in a big city? Of course not. It's generally fast-paced and stressful. What effect does living a fast-paced and stressful life have? It causes us to suffer from all sorts of stress-related illnesses. Many of us also live a fairly individualistic experience, devoid of intimate contact with others. We all know that the power of human touch is wonderfully healing, but many of us just don't get enough of it. Do many of us live a fairly group-oriented existence? No, many of us live a fairly individualistic experience. Do most of us experience the healing power of human touch on a regular basis? No, many of us don't get enough of it. Do you get enough of human touch in your life? Wouldn't it be great if we could relieve our stress with frequent massage amongst family members and friends? Well, all it takes to get started is to learn the basics of a practice like traditional Thai massage, which is possible to do in a 10-day period. How much time is necessary to learn the basics of traditional Thai massage? It's possible to learn the basics of Thai massage in a 10-day period. Imagine if every man, woman, and child in your community were capable of giving a massage, a simple massage, to their loved ones while improving their faculties of self-awareness and loving-kindness toward others. How would learning to give Thai massage improve your quality of life? And what sort of effect would it have on your family, friends, and community? The results are just a touch and a breath away.